And now, James Gravel.
In our previous lesson, we began a discussion about how prayer has nothing to do with an alien sinner's salvation. Consider the example of Saul of Tarsus. In Acts 9, verses 3 through 6, Saul is on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians. A bright light shone around him, and he heard the voice of Jesus saying, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul cried out, "Lord, who are you?" The voice said, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting." Saul then asked, "What would you have me to do?" He was told, "Arise, go into the city, and you shall be told what to do." In Acts 9, verses 11 and 12, God told the prophet Ananias, "Go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas about Saul, for behold, he is praying." Saul had been waiting for God 3 days, and he had been praying the entire time. Yet Saul's prayers were not what saved him. Instead, he had to do something to be saved. In Acts 22:16, we see Ananias coming to Saul and saying, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Many today have been duped into thinking that by reciting the sinner's prayer, they will be saved. But there is no such sinner's prayer in the New Testament. To be saved, a person must hear God's word, as Romans 10:17 makes clear when it records, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Then a person must believe in Jesus as God's Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." A person must also repent of his sins. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." A person must also confess Jesus as God's Son. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then a person must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus himself said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned."